What does JAC stand for?
Jack.
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 Jack. Jack.
It's new for UQ.
Journalism and communication.
JACradio.com.au.
It's new for UQ.
Jack.
JACradio.com.au.
My name is Jeannie Teresi, and today I am talking with Dr. Jeremy Hallar, Clinical Director of Metro North Mental Health, about illicit drugs, what they are, and how they will affect you. Dr. Hallar, for young Australians who don't know much about illicit drugs, could you please go through what ecstasy, ice, and speed are?
So ecstasy is otherwise, or chemically, it's methylene dioxymethamphetamine. When we get on to talk about ice, you will learn that ice is methamphetamine. And speed is also methamphetamine. So, interestingly, these three substances you've listed are very closely related. And the major difference between ice and speed is that ice is a much purer form of methamphetamine, which typically comes as crystals.
So how will ecstasy affect the body?
Unfortunately, the ill effects are difficult to predict and they seem to be sporadic. So for most people, the effects are relatively controllable and predictable and they settle down after a few hours. So for most people, they will have a pleasant experience.
What about ice, Dr. Hallar? What will that do to the body?
To say, well, what's going to happen for someone using ice? You're creating a slightly artificial circumstance where often this is one of a range of substances that are being used. So it's not quite so easy to attribute blame to the use of a single substance. We can't just say, okay, here's your ice user, he or she's going to get into this sort of trouble, because often there are other things that have gone on in the background.
Well, with that in mind, Dr. Hallar, what tips or measures would you give to young Australians who decide to experiment with illicit drugs? What can they do to ensure their safety when experimenting?
Before going out into such an environment, it would be worth a group of friends actually talking about what they're planning to do. Now, mm-hmm. You know, this is a bit delicate, isn't it? Because it's illegal to sell or to possess a drug like ecstasy as the law stands at the moment. If you are concerned about someone becoming acutely unwell, then the appropriate thing to do is to call the ambulance and to get them involved. Mm-hmm. Now, the sort of things where ecstasy may lead one to become unwell are the body becoming overheated. Body temperature control mechanisms were compromised by the use of ecstasy. And when the body reaches a temperature of 41 or 42 or 43 degrees centigrade, that actually is enough to fry the brain and melt the muscles and, you know, effectively you become cooked and things stop working. One piece of advice which came out of that was that people should keep hydrated and drink plenty of liquid. Unfortunately, that in turn, that advice led to consequences that people drank too much fluid. Mm-hmm. And then there were some deaths due to what we call water intoxication. So too much water being consumed. And that was also very harmful. So, you know, it is a bit difficult, isn't it? If the advice you're giving has the potential to lead to unwanted harms, you have to be very careful. So I would say you need to keep hydrated, but you mustn't drink too much liquid. And drinking more than, say, 500 mils an hour, that would probably be more than enough mm-hmm. to replace losses. You need to have your wits about you, mm-hmm. and it's better to use one substance at a time. If you're going to do illicits, then you must be aware of the consequences and the risks to your health. Yes. And if you can understand those before you set out, not once it's too late, then there's a much better chance that you're not going to get into too many problems.
And that was Dr. Jeremy Hallar from Metro North Mental Health talking about the use of illicit drugs. Thank you for joining me today.
What does JAC stand for?
Jack.
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 Jack. Jack.
It's new for UQ.